Chapter 1. It's a white sweater that catches Elizabeth Baxter's eye today. Yesterday, it was the most minuscule pair of jeans she had ever seen. Last week, a small straw sun hat with a navy and white polka dot bow at the back. But today, it's a teeny white sweater edged with lace. Not ruffly, strictly feminine lace, but scalloped lace. The kind that would suit a boy or a girl. On the sweater's little pocket, a pale yellow duck has been embroidered. Elizabeth stands staring at the sweater in the window of the shop. We World. That's the name of the shop. Elizabeth has never ventured inside. She never will, because she'll never have a baby. Tears threaten to flood her eyes, and she does her best to drag her gaze away from the exquisite white sweater she will never have reason to buy. If only... Hey, Liz! In the plate glass window, she sees a reflection of Pamela Minnelli waving at her from across the street. She groans inwardly and rolls her eyes behind her sunglasses, but turns away from the window, pastes a smile on her face, and waves back. She starts walking again, slowly, pretending to be engrossed in flipping through the mail she's just removed from her post office box. Maybe Pamela, who's loaded down with shopping bags and toting her newborn in a snuggly and pushing her toddler in a carriage, will just stay there on the other side of North Main Street and be on her way. But no, being Pamela, she won't. Even as Elizabeth jabs her key into the driver's side lock of the red Hyundai parked in the 10-minute zone, Pamela's making her way across the street, flipping her blonde pageboy around and calling, "Liz, hang on a sec!" Elizabeth turns and pretends to be surprised to see Pamela approaching. "Hi, guys," she says, smiling down at 2-year-old Hannah, who rewards her with a drooly smile. "What's going on?" Pamela huffs and adjusts the straps of the snuggly. "Not much. We've been shopping," Pamela informs her, holding up the bag she's clutching in one hand. "I see that. How's this little fella been?" Elizabeth peeks over the fabric pouch to see the precious sleeping baby, trying to ignore her stab of envy for what breezy Pamela seems to take for granted. Children. 2 beautiful children of her own. "Jason? He's a handful. That's how he's been. All he wants to do is nurse, and he weighs a ton. He's gaining weight 100 times faster than I did when I was pregnant. On him, it looks good. But look at me. I can't seem to take off this last 25 pounds. She pats her ample hips, then eyes Elizabeth, who's wearing a baggy white t-shirt and denim shorts. "You know, Liz, you're one of those people who looks good with curves." Not sure whether it's a sincere compliment or a veiled insult, Elizabeth murmurs, "Thanks." "I've got to go on a diet," Pamela declares, then hollers, "Hannah, don't put that in your mouth!" She swoops down over the carriage and wrestles something out of her toe-headed daughter's grasp. Hannah promptly starts screaming. Elizabeth shifts her mail from her left hand to her right, looks at her car and says, "Well, I'd better hit the road. I'm in a 10-minute spot."
"They won't ticket you if you're standing right by your car," Pamela announces with the authority of a woman who's married to a Windmere Cove policeman.
"They won't?"
Elizabeth tries to think of another reason to make a quick getaway.
"Nope."
Pamela hands an animal cracker to the howling Hannah, who promptly shuts up and shoves it in her mouth. "Even if they tried to ticket you, you're with me, and everyone in the forest knows I'm Frank's wife. Listen, were you planning to go straight home?"
Yes, Elizabeth says, thinking that Pamela might want her to go over to the Sailboat Cafe for coffee, and that's the last thing she wants to do.
"Great. Would you mind doing me a huge favor?"
"What is it?"
Elizabeth tries not to sound wary, but it isn't easy. Pamela's a nice enough person, but there are times, a lot of times, when Pamela doesn't seem to respect the boundaries Elizabeth is doing her best to establish.
"My back and my arms are breaking, and I can't fit these bags in the rack under the stroller. Would you mind?"
"Of course I'll take them for you," Elizabeth says, relieved, opening the car door and motioning for Pamela to put the bags in. Not just the bags, actually. Would you mind taking the stroller, too? I guess I... And Hannah?
Elizabeth blinks.
It's just that I have a few more errands to run. There's a sale on diapers over at Carmen's Drugs, and then I have to take Jason to the doctor for his 2-month shots, and it'll be so much easier to do it if Hannah's not with me.